So here's the realization I think a lot of people are having, and it's long overdue, but guess what? The mainstream media lies to you. These so-called fair and balanced neutral moderators are also part of the state-run propaganda. And don't expect your government, don't expect your local representatives to tell you the truth either. They've been covering up this Haitian story in Ohio for months. Here's one local resident breaking it down, clip 10.
Well, I am a resident of Springfield, Ohio, and it is not fake news. There is an issue with them, because we have, in our local park, they literally have ducks down there that the park takes care of, and it's where they live. And they are being killed and eaten. And as far as people's personal pets, I've heard stories, but I can't answer to that personally because I don't know. But I can tell you, because this is a car channel, I do car content, I can approach this story from the car issue. And when I say that, I mean their driving issues. I've witnessed this. They literally, and they have to have a translator wherever they go. They literally have been in the B&V where, like, I go and get my license plate renewed. And it's also where you get your license, obviously. And they literally have a translator, and they show up with a piece of paperwork that grants them driving privileges with no proof that they can actually drive, just that they're of age. It gives them driving privileges for 45 days, and then in 45 days they can go back and renew it, and they never have to show proof of their how competent of a driver they are. We can't do that. And the accidents that are happening here in this town are crazy stories. And like I said, I've witnessed some of this. So I'm approaching this from a car aspect. They can't drive. I don't know how they are even able to do this legally in this country, but they've hit trees. Fire hydrants, people. I mean, there's been fatalities from them not really knowing how to drive. And this is a small town. 20,000 people in a, and this is not a very, this is a poor county. This is not a high-end wealthy county. And for them to come in and get preference, and I mean preference, and I'll give you one example and then I'm going to get off here. I have a brother who is disabled, and he was he's in a low-income apartment complex, and they were building new homes, or they're attached to each other. They're not like apartments. They're all single floor because he can't get up and down the stairs, so he has to have a single floor deal with a scooter, a little mobile scooter and stuff. But anyways, he had been on this waiting list for this new housing development for low-income and disabled people. And he checked periodically and see where he's at on the list, because they'll tell you, you know, well, you've got so many people ahead of you, and he pretty much knew where he was on the list, and he was getting close. This last time he called and checked on it, they gave him a number, and he's like, well, that's not where I was before. It looks like I went backwards on the list. Why? Well, I guess the Haitians, for whatever reason, for whatever political umbrella they are here under, got pushed to the front of the line. So now my brother has to wait even longer because of the Haitians. And they're not disabled. They're getting special preference for housing that really should be, I hate the sound bad, but it should be for a U.S. citizen first, and then, like, they can go and move into the apartment complex that my brother's trying to get out of.